Hi. Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We are so grateful that you are here, that you're curious, that you're engaging, that you are questioning, and that you are showing up for conversations around consciousness and liberation and making changes that may not fit inside the box that we once lived. It truly makes that work easier for all of us with each and every one of us doing it and showing up for it. So thank you deeply. Susan and I feel very called to furthering these conversations and furthering the evolution of consciousness. So we have created a community-based forum that's called BeTheEvidence.live. You can find it at www.BeTheEvidence.live. And in this forum, it is jam-packed with all of the tools and the support that Susan and I personally use to get us through navigating these changes in energies. So when you become a member, you get access to Susan texting astrological changes as they happen and giving us handlebars to hold on to so we can navigate those changes in energies. There's also daily astrology readings that are done for the collective consciousness that are tapped in to what the energies are exposing that day. There's also presence practices that are very similar to the things that you hear coming up in the podcast, with actual rituals to use. And there are recipes that help support the changes, whether it be detoxifying or cleansing or grounding into your body, to help your body adjust to the astrological changes as well. There are guided meditations there for you to plug into and listen to whenever you want. They help ground you into this experience of being a human being with amongst all of these changes. There are also daily tarot cards pulled to help give another way of navigating the changes. Susan and I also host weekly live calls for all the members. We recently just did a 2019 overview for all of our members, and we covered the eclipses and the retrogrades and the nodes. And that is really a way that we connect with all of the members and give them a platform and give ourselves a platform for understanding what are the energies that are being exposed and how do we navigate them? How do we surf these waves? If this is something that interests you, we would love to see you. You're welcome to join us at any point in time. We're really grateful that you're showing up in any and every way that you do. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. Susan and I have recorded a brand new 5-part video series covering the solar eclipse that just happened, and we are talking about all of the ways that we have experienced suppression and the subsequent uprising from suppression. If that's something that's of interest to you, know that it's on our Venmo channel and the link is in our show notes. We hope you check it out. Bye.
In Capricorn, that's going to hold much of 2019. If you're part of BeTheEvidence.live, if you're a membership, if you're part of the members there, we did part one and part two about the astrology for 2019, and we talk about it there, about why we're going to be in this energy of the first eclipse for much of this year into next year. So you can go check that out if you want to. But this is not going to let up. We're in the final days of Capricorn season, but we are not leaving this energy behind. We're going to be here. And the North Node, there's a reason why the North Node is in Cancer while South Node is in Capricorn. It's because you have got to self-care excessively so.
Mm-hmm. It's like ritualistic at this point to me. I'm like, I was telling you before we went on recording that last night I made, like, I probably drank my weight in tea yesterday, in rose tea. Like, I just could not get enough. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be very nurturing with myself. And I had fallen over the weekend and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to massage and I'm going to put lots of oils on. And I was starting to feel really worn down. I'm like, hey, then you're going to bed at 6:30, like in bed. That's what we're doing. Like, as nurtured as you possibly can. And it seems like that's like, I keep just getting this feeling of like, as ritualistic as you can possibly be with self-care, like there, for me personally, I cannot give myself an hour or a half of a day to forget that I have to caretake. So if it means that I have to spend 5 minutes deeply breathing and my eyes closed in order to come back into myself, then that's what it means. Cause I have to, it just feels like there's no other option at this point in time besides being that, ritualistic, but also like hard, for lack of a better word, of like, no, this is what we are doing. We are doing self-care repeatedly. No more other options.
Yeah, I did that too. That's funny that you mentioned that. I drank a lot of tea yesterday, like cup after cup after cup. And yep. It was rose too. and I was like, maybe I've had enough tea, and like, nope, you have not had enough tea. Just keep going.
Yep.
And even like in between readings, if I've got 5 minutes between readings, I'm like, you get up from where you're working and you go into a different room in this apartment and you take 5 minutes. If you've only got 5 minutes, that's what you're going to do. It's serious. Mm-hmm. And just like you use the word hard, and same thing, serious. It's right. Almost like you're a taskmaster to yourself. Mercury's coming off of Saturn as we record this right now in Capricorn. It has our head being real serious. Mm-hmm. Be real serious about what you're committed to. And this is what we're doing now. It's a cardinal sign. This is what we're doing now. We're committed. This is not up for negotiation. Mm-hmm. And the nodes at the moment are in two different aspects to two different transits that are getting ready to change signs. So the North Node in Cancer and South Node in Capricorn are in a T-square to Uranus in Aries at 28 degrees. That's going to change signs in March. It's in a triangle of potential to Chiron in Pisces. That Chiron in Pisces, I can see it wearing on people. Mm-hmm. It's like all of the past is in your face, all of your suffering, all of your ache, all of the why did this ever happen to me, all of it, a lot of it. And it's, I personally think it takes a lot of seriousness in Capricorn and a lot of excessive self-care in Cancer to focus on not falling into suffering and instead be like, no, we're going to let this be over now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other day I was like in the past completely. I'm like, oh, I need to relive all of the gory details. And so my favorite way of doing that is to write it out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to write out all of the misery that has ever taken place, because, you know, that will really not only help me relive it mentally, but then I have like the visceral reaction to the words that I'm writing.
Let the record show.
Right. Completely. And then after I had, you know, sobbed my way through the writing, I was like, you know what? I think actually we need to burn this, because I'm really serious. Like, I don't want to keep going down this memory lane of like, oh, it was so bad. It was so traumatic and it hurt so bad. And look at all the ways that I was brought to my knees and how I had to pick myself up. No, done. Thank you. I remember it clearly. And now I'm moving on. And so I took it outside and I burned it underneath the moon. I was like, okay, this is my sign. Like, we are finished moving that forward.
Right. Cause you can fall into, if only this one thing had been different, it would have changed everything. And no, it wouldn't. Nope. Life has unfolded exactly how it was going to unfold one way or another. Even if they weren't addicts, right. Even if they weren't hung up on an ex, even if they didn't cheat, they were still going to do something jacked up. Right. They were still going to do something, and we were still going to react in ways that probably we're not real proud of. It was going to happen anyway. That's what I have to, you know, we've talked about before, getting into my Capricorn, grabbing myself by the shirt collar and go, no, you're not listening. It was going to happen anyway. Stop it. Stop doing this. Let go of it.
Yeah. It's, I think, paying attention to those. I mean, I always call them red flags, but I think it speaks more to the fact of like, intuitively, we're aware of situations. And I know, like, in my past situations where I've gotten into relationships, into jobs, into financial situations where like I wasn't in my highest self, the writing was on the wall from the get-go. It didn't just magically appear one day and I go, what? Well, where did that come from? It was on the wall the whole entire time, whether it was how the other person was going to respond to me or how I was going to respond to them given their stimulus. I saw the trajectory of it from the beginning. And I think it's like, with putting down that story, it's learning to trust that when that writing goes up on the wall, that you trust it and you act from it immediately and accordingly, rather than doing this like thing where you put your head down and be like, oh, well, that couldn't really be it. Oh, I may not really know. Oh, well, let me just give it time and it will show itself out. It's like, this is that piece about the radical self-care of like, if you are authentically caring for yourself in your deepest knowing, then you trust that knowing as soon as it comes in front of you, rather than avoiding it and turning the other way.
Right. So I think we have to be careful with that, because right. you can fall into paranoia.
Oh, completely.
It can be that anything new that comes up, you're watching everything with the microscope going, I know what you're doing now. And meanwhile, that person's like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Completely.
So it's recognizing that when we've fallen into things that have been unhealthy or toxic or damaging, whatever, it's because we didn't feel good about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our self-worth was lower. We felt like we had to play it small in order to be loved. We felt like we had to prove it before we're deserving of anything. And so I think that we talked about this in the LAD podcast, if I'm not mistaken, is that if you raise up how you feel about yourself, then different things come into your right. sphere. Mm-hmm. And further, I'm noticing more and more that we don't stop doing things until we're done doing them.
Completely.
So if you fall into something and you go, oh shit, I'm here again. Be like, okay, well, now all you have to do is back out. That's all you have to do. Do not beat the shit out of yourself. It's fine. And then reevaluate. Why did I do it again?
Right.
Because you're not done looking at something. You're not done.
Yeah. And trusting that without judgment and shame and guilt, right? Like, I think that for me, that's the big thing of, I was telling you that I was walking and down a set of stairs this weekend. And I like to pretend, I like to be really present in my body. I coach people on being in their bodies. So like, this is something I sort of hold myself to. And I wasn't. I was not. I was in my head about the past. And then I slipped down a set of metal stairs and I injured my body from it. Right. And then I immediately was like, well, if you would have been paying better attention, that would have never happened. And then I, as soon as I caught that thought, I was like, actually, hold up. You were paying attention. I was paying attention to what was going on in my mind. I was not paying attention to being physically centered in my body. And what happened was an alert. What happened was, hello, this is a different way that you could practice being alive, practice being in your body, practice moving through the thoughts that are coming up as well. And I think that gentle shift, if we can take that, if we're willing to take that gentle shift and not go down the hole of, I'm so wrong, I should be ashamed, I shouldn't have done that in the first place, and take it rather of like, oh, that was just a sign, a symbol, a flag being flown to catch my awareness of how differently I can participate in life. It creates a little bit more ease there.
And maintains trust in being guided. Like, I try to have some kind of humor when I have to be interrupted in very apparent ways. Like, oh, well, I really wasn't listening. Wow. Sorry. But I could just feel like whatever's guiding is going, I tried to tell you 25 times and then right. I had to trip you. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Then my voice got raised. That's what happens.
I mean, it's funny, but also like, I always say that the planets are never giving up on you.
Right.
You could fight them all you want. And whoever, whatever, energy, consciousness, guides themselves, whatever you feel like is guiding you, and hopefully you do feel guided because you are, whatever's guiding you isn't giving up on you either. Mm-hmm. You can argue until the cows come home, and because linear time doesn't exist outside of this 3D experience that we're having. Right. So whoever or whatever is on the other side of this 3D experience, they're eternal. Mm-hmm. They can be like, oh my God, seriously? Like, I can do this for the next 25 lifetimes. I don't know what you're thinking right now. It doesn't bother me a bit. I'll go get a snack. I don't care. And meanwhile, we're like, I'll wait you out. And they're like, no, you won't. Mm-mm. I like that. I like it that I can't win. I like it that they're not giving up, and no matter how much I spin out, they're still not giving up.
Well, because then it brings you out of the ego, right? Because then it's like you can have your egoic meltdown and your egoic tantrum while having like this internal or external parental figure that's like all knowing and loving, right? That's like, okay, that's cute. And carry on when you want to elevate yourself. Like, come on. You're expected up here in consciousness. Do you want to step up or not? Because you can still lay on the floor and kick your feet back and forth if you want to.
I kind of wonder if that's speaking to how Jupiter in Sagittarius is squaring into Neptune in Pisces. Mm-hmm. We're kind of hovering in that energy this year, but it's going to perfect three times this year. It started Sunday. It's still holding. It's going to again in June and then again in September of this year. It's Jupiter in Sagittarius is having us be very expansive in what we believe in and being very open to new possibilities and the adventure in life.
Mm-hmm.
Squaring into Neptune in Pisces. Neptune rules Pisces. It's us being connected to spirit. If you have known strong Sagittarius people before, and I definitely am not making fun of them. I'm a progressed double Sag, so I'm in that boat too. Okay, I mean this affectionately. When it comes to possibility and hope and the adventure in life, it is not that unusual for them to go too far.
Mm-hmm.
And they go skibbity-doo-dah right over the cliff.
Right.
And so we've talked about how Jupiter and Sagittarius square Neptune and Pisces, I think, is trying to have our beliefs backed up by something higher than us, consciousness itself. And also knowing that we are tapped into consciousness, it makes us braver about standing up for our beliefs. If we're going to be open to possibility and hope and go in a new way and be very open, let's let ourselves be guided too. Mm-hmm. And not just run around going, I'm sure everything is fine. No, it's not. Not everything is fine. Some things are literally on fire. Right. Gravity still holds. Be smart.
Right.
Listen to how you're being guided. When you get warnings, stop what you're doing. When you get yeses, go ahead and be brave.
I mean, I think it's bravery no matter what side of it is, right? Whether it's yes or a no. Of like, if it's a no and you're going against that, like the brave thing to do would be to be like, okay, that's a no. And I'm going to turn the other way, right? Like in charging ahead in that manner. And the same thing with yeses. And it just constantly comes back to this self-care thing for me of, okay, well, if you have a yes, how can you do that as bravely as possible? Will you do that with intense vulnerability with yourself? What do you need to walk forward as brave as possible? Right? Like last week I went through a situation where it required a ton of vulnerability and a lot of bravery for myself. And I was loaded down with essential oils and I was loaded down with crystals. I had journaled. I had been listening to mantras the whole entire time. Like, and I was deeply grounding into my feet prior to walking into this. Like, I had to consistently be like, how do I sharpen into my body? How do I sharpen into like my consciousness? What choices can I make to assist being as brave as possible rather than like just pulling down the knight's cap and charging straight ahead without being aware of the parameters where you were walking into, right?
So if you had not done that, just what do you imagine would have happened? You think you would have had a meltdown in front of everybody?
I think I would have, had a meltdown. Also just not been able to articulate from the place of being centered and grounded, which is really my aim, I think, in life is to approach coming at situations from my highest, best self. Rather than, you know from my chart, all that Aries, I can shoot from the hip in a split second and won't think twice about it. So I like to try to call myself back into consciousness so that I have that capability of looking back on my behaviors and my choices and being like, and I chose that from a place of integrity. And I chose that from a place of being centered in my highest infinite self. And I think when I don't take care of myself, that's when I react more in that responsive, like, you're going to hear whatever the hell I have on my mind. And then there might be collateral damage.
Mars is in Aries right now, and it's been squaring into Saturn and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that square is trying to prevent that. I think it's trying to prevent us from just charging into a China shop and destroying things and be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Open the door, see if anyone's coming out first before you charge in, announce yourself. What is it exactly that you're looking for? Don't just knock over all the china. Right. You know what I mean? It's forcing us to be deliberate when we feel fired up. I think it's interesting that both of the activity in both the fire signs in Sagittarius and Aries have a leash on them.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius has spirit leash on it, and Aries has responsibility, adult, deliberateness, a leash on that too. I find that interesting. I wonder why that's happening.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. But when you say it like that, though, it's like it has a call back, right? Like, I have a 110-pound dog who, when he takes off charging, I cannot restrain him. I can put my whole entire weight in it, I can't restrain him. And it feels sort of like that energy of like, it's a call back to keep you grounded, as if I had him on a stake so that he can charge ahead, but that he cannot take down and plow over somebody because he wants to cover them in kisses, right? And it's like, it's the piece about coming back to, we're responsible. You can take responsibility for your life. If you don't like the work that you're doing, if you don't like the relationship that you're in, if you don't like how you show up when you get triggered, you can grab a hold of that responsibility and be like, all right, Anne, what you gonna do about it? I'm gonna make a different decision. While actually acknowledging that it's rooted in spirit, who am I infinitely? And I have the fire to make the choices that I want to change.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think that we need to be lit up with the fire to be inspired, or to literally have, not literally, but figuratively have a fire in your ass to go do something like, all right, fuck it, let's go do it.
Right.
But you need to be guided and you need responsibility to do this in a way that's going to land you in the winning position.
Right.
Like, don't just go destroy things. Don't just go throwing everything out the window. I don't know. I feel like that's part of us healing our humanness when we're trying to liberate ourselves. Like, we're so used to doing what suppression and traditions and expectations and control mechanisms tell us to do. Mm-hmm. When we go, fuck it, I'm out. We could go out and start a whole bunch of trouble.
Completely.
But I think that those mechanisms are in place to be like, okay, now listen,
right.
You want to go forward with this, not straight down into the ditch. So Completely. Let's give you some handlebars. Let's give you a break. Let's give you an emergency break too, just in case. Let's make sure you've got everything oiled up. Come on now. Do this in a way that's going to get you to where you want to be, not just spinning out because you can.
Well, because where has that ever landed at us? I mean, I'm sharp with my damn tongue. Super sharp with my tongue. Every time that I've flung off the handle and just lashed out with my tongue, 100% of the time, the end result is not what I wanted. It did not go
in. You are not the winner. No.
I was not ever. And so if we're really coming out, and it's not even if, with us coming out of suppression, of course, I think the natural reaction is, fuck that. Get out of my way. I'm taking it down. And then to be able to do that in a manner that's like, okay, well, what's the list? How would you do this systematically? How do you do it rooted in spirit? How do you do that rooted in consciousness so that when it comes down, it is immediately or it is quickly replaced with something that is of consciousness, that is of high vibrations, that is of true quality that you are trying to carry forward into the world? It's not going to come from just throwing your tongue out at anybody that walks by and listens.
Right. And, you know, I'm with you. Anybody who's been close to me knows my mouth gets me in trouble. Wow. Right. and personally, I've mentioned this often. Personally, I'm tired of saying I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it because I can admit when I'm wrong, but I say it a lot.
Right.
Maybe I could be thoughtful about my words and my actions and think about how I actually want to end up in this situation, which mm-hmm. would be that everyone gets what they want. We right. can all pull ahead and live fulfilling lives. Nobody has to be pushed down. You don't have to, when I say win, like, what do you really want? To really be the winner is everyone comes out ahead. Okay. Absolutely. Not that you are over someone else.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's learning to stop and say, where do you ultimately want to end up? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to end up? Because I really think that there, whenever you're trying to come out of suffering, you can get very like, fuck it, you know, mm-hmm. and when you're trying to exert your power to exit out of control mechanisms, you can do the same thing.
Completely.
And that, I'll tell you what, you just said, where does that have you end up? I'll tell you where it has you end up. Right back in the institution.
Completely.
As you run right back because you think you can't handle yourself, you're not mature enough, you don't know how to make decisions, anything you try is going to fail because you don't have consciousness and maturity backing up your fire. Mm-hmm. So we would end up going right back to where we came from.
And I also think this is where it sounds too as if the... that's like the wounded masculine, right? Of charging ahead, of taking control, of being like, I'm going to pull down this way because that no longer works for me and I'm going to replace it with this. Like, that's like the wounded masculine. I'm going to just seize ahead without pulling in also that, like, the divine feminine and being able to say, like, I would like to receive, I don't know, clean water for everybody, making a living wage, consciousness for the planet, healing our planet. Being able to have articulate communication and be understood and being received for communicating, like, that is a blend of how do we create what we're called towards, but also how do we receive it? And that is not, I don't say that with like this real jovial experience of like, it's hard and it takes time to get to the place where you're like, okay, what am I really calling in? Because a lot of times we've turned off that mechanism. We've turned off our capabilities to envision, to imagine what it is we want to create in the world. What is our higher purpose besides just being part of the institutions or part of the system? So to get to that place where you're having an allowance of like, but what is it I would really like to create? What is my true gift and calling here? That doesn't happen overnight.
Right. What do you really want to call in? What is your true intention? What is truly of value and important to you? That's Uranus about to go into Taurus in March.
Right.
And I'm not at all suggesting that let's make sure we're nice and pretty as we do this. Right. Like, sometimes we're not mad enough. Right. And sometimes it might get ugly. It might. If you're mm-hmm. pushing back hard enough, that's been hard enough on you, it might not be pretty. And that's okay too.
Right.
But I think the point is to think about where you want to land and then how do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got an addict who's squatting in your apartment and won't fucking leave, it might get ugly to get right. him out. Okay. So I'm not saying make sure you're nice.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying is, where do you want to end up? Instead of just being reactionary and you spin out and you're like, this is not what I intended at all.
Mm-hmm. I think the piece about getting where you want to land, though, you got to give yourself this time and this space.
Right. You may not know at first. And you got to mm-hmm. walk forward going, if you have to say, I don't know, don't be ashamed of that either.
Exactly. And to be like, I don't know. And the ways that I find clarity are to walk, are to take showers, are to journal, are to go in the woods, whatever it may be. Like, I think this is why we're constantly pointing to that self-care piece, because it's in those moments that you can receive the guidance. It's in those moments that you can receive the whispers of, oh, I wonder what it would be like to not have somebody like pulling on me. I wonder what it would be like to work a job where I feel gratitude and grateful for it. Like, I wonder what it would be like to contribute to other people's lives in a way that energizes me and not depletes me.
I think that's a helpful, in my experience, a helpful way to get into the zone of where you want to land is, maybe you can't see the details because something's coming that you could never imagine, and leave room for that kind of possibility too. But you can get into the flow of, how do I want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel at peace. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel like my partner inspires me to be better, not pulls me down to be in the gutter. I want to feel like I'm abundant with ease, whatever. I mean, how do you want to feel? And then we have to trust life to meet us halfway. That's the being guided part.
Right.
Being guided part is, you may not have all of this figured out because something's coming that you've never seen before.
Right.
In fact, I guarantee it. I guarantee something's coming that you've never seen before. And I know that because Uranus is going to go into Taurus and things are going to start landing that we don't have any reference for it. And then in years to come, Pluto and Saturn are going to go into Aquarius. Then all the wheels are off the bus. Oh my God. So And so getting bogged down into exactly how this is going to look, none of us knows. Mm-hmm. And be okay with that. But at least you can walk in the direction of how you want to feel. And you especially don't know right now. Everybody needs to remember. Well, you don't need to, but please try to remember that we are still in between eclipses and we can't see how this is going to all shake out. We right. haven't even gotten to the second one. The second one's on the 21st. And then we're not out of that energy until the next moon on February 4th. Mm-hmm. And that one's in Aquarius. That one's in Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So for sure, you don't know how this is going to all land. For right. sure.
So
we're still in it. We're still in it for at least for this cycle. We're still in it for 3 weeks. And then you and I talked about it within BeTheEvidence.live that a lot of this energy, especially around the first eclipse and the Grand Trine water, we're in all of that energy for most of this year.
Right.
I had someone on my wall, two people on my wall, asking how long this in between eclipse energy is going to last. And I don't know how to say, this is where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the thing that we can do is to get as comfortable as possible with it, because this is just what it is. And my only suggestion and my only knowing in personal life is to deepen the way that I have self-care, because it's uncomfortable. If we don't know where we're going, we don't know what it looks like. I have the personality that makes me uncomfortable. So the only thing I know how to do is to figure out how do I make myself comfortable by honoring my infinite self. And go in that direction, hold that space. If I want to feel abundant, how do I make myself feel abundant? I surround myself with flowers. I have great conversations with amazing people, right? I have my crystals around me. I do these things. I eat fantastic, healthy foods. Those are the things that make me feel abundant in my life. That's what I have control over while these bigger energies are at play. And I'm saying, you know what? I respect you. I respect you're bigger than me. I will stand out of the way and I will hold fucking space for me as infinitely and entirely as I possibly can.
Exactly.